y'all, aka the Pod God, aka Harry Potter. And you know who I'm with today. To my right, I have
Marcus.
And to all the way to my far right, I have. You gonna talk or not?
Wellington, I saw.
All right. So.
And baby.
Relax. Okay. So today we're back with another movie review. And what did we go see?
Sonic 2.
Ooh.
All right. They introduced some new characters in this one. Who are our new characters?
Tails and Knuckles.
Sandals. Tails and Knuckles, right? Yeah. Knuckles was awesome for me.
Yeah.
Daddy, isn't it Dino White?
Well, Knuckles wasn't really that smart.
He wasn't. Go ahead. What happened, Rem?
Isn't it Dino White? The other movies on it? Because there's also Tails 1.
So Tails wasn't in the first one. Remember, it was just Sonic and...
Donut Lord and Pretzel Lady.
Donut Lord and Pretzel Lady. And Donut Lord and Pretzel Lady are in this movie, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but like, when it's almost the end, you see Tails.
Yeah, oh, okay, that's a very good point.
And they have the same machines.
Oky, so what Remy's saying is how in the post-credit scene we saw Shadow in this one.
Yeah.
In the post-credit scene of Sonic 1, we saw Tails.
Oh.
That was a very good point. Way to remember. Good job. All right, Marcus, take us away. What did you like? What's the first thing you liked?
Knuckles just isn't smart.
He's kind of a brute, but he's also really, really fun. Like, I enjoyed Knuckles.
He's funny. He's very funny.
I thought he stole the show. Knuckles is played by Idris Elba.
Okay.
I just every interaction with Knuckles, every time he shakes somebody's hand, it's funny. He breaks your hand. Yeah, he's breaking hands because his hands are gargantuan and you don't get a name like Knuckles without having some big hands.
Yeah, because his
knuckles are literally like mini knives. Ching!
Go ahead.
And I'm serious, they literally have the same machine, but they're kind of different because they're from different movies.
They're from the same movie, but it's a little bit different.
The funny thing is that the whole entire movie is around one thing. We got to see Super Sonic. Eggman got to kind of be like Super Eggman. Eggman.
So, guys, remember when we're talking, you guys are talking, we're talking to each other, but we want to speak to the microphone so it picks up our voices so people can hear us. Okay? So, from the very... The second they introduced the Chaos Emerald, Marcus is in my ear like, oh shoot, there's a chance we see Super Sonic. And this is like...
I was saying that the whole movie.
Like, but like 20 minutes into the movie when they introduced the concept of the Chaos Emerald, you were on it. You were like, oh crap.
Super
Sonic. I think we're going to see Super Sonic. And I just enjoy... One of my favorite parts of when all of us go to the movies together... is watching you piece things together, Marcus. Like, normally whenever we go to a movie, like, you're like, you'll see something in the movie and it'll make you think of something and you'll be like, hey, Dad, I think this is what's going to happen next. And for the most part, you're really spot on and that always impresses me. I didn't foresee Super Sonic, but once you said it, I was like, oh, crap, that makes a lot of sense.
I was whispering in Remy's ear, too. Super Sonic's about to happen.
And, like, for the most part, you're, like, kind of... One second, okay, baby? I see you. You're kind of, like, even-keeled. Like, me and Remy can be, like, loud and, like, sort of obnoxious. But for the most part, like, you're kind of, like, quiet and reserved. This was the most excited I've ever seen you in a movie. Like, you were in between me and Remy, and, like, you're bouncing to me, and you're, Dad, da-da-da-da-da. And then you say something to me, and, like, I'm getting ready to say something back, but before I can even respond, you've leaned over to Remy, and you're like, Remy, blah, 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 blah. Like, this is the most excited I've ever seen you in a movie. Like, you were just loving this. And
in the middle of the movie, I was asking Dad, You got that Sonic game? Can we get one?
And, like, but, like, that's you. Like, so you being loud is, like, your version of excited. Me and Remy are, we're like, when we're into something, like, we're quieter because we never shut up. So Remy's quiet the whole movie. So, like, by watching both of you, I know that I know the movie's good because Remy's quiet and content. The only thing Remy said to me the whole movie was, "Hey, Dad, I'm out of drink. Can you get me more?" And then, like, you're bouncing off the walls. And I'm like, oh, my God, they love this. Go ahead, baby. What do you have to say? Move your hand from your mouth. Remember, we're talking to the mic. Go ahead. So, who was your favorite character?
All of them.
All right. What did you know Tails could fly?
Yeah.
You knew that already?
Yeah.
How'd you know that?
Because in the movie, you see him pull out his machine, and he says, well, close. So, and then he uses two tails to fly in chapter one.
I knew that from the get-go because it's in all the games. You can see him flying.
Okay, so at the very, very beginning of the movie, you guys are talking amongst yourselves. You're not even talking to me. I'm just eavesdropping. So at the very, very beginning, they put up all the Sonic video games and all the boards. And what do you guys say?
This looks like Super Smash Bros.
And that's when I was like, oh, these are really my guys. That your minds flipped to Smash.
And Dad, did you see that jungle thing where Dr. Eggman was in Mushroom Land? It's kind of reminding me when we go on Netflix, we see chapter one of Sonic and in a movie. Sonic at a Mushroom Land, and that reminded me of a one we just saw because it was kind of different because that we were both in Mushroom Land.
So for those of you that are a little confused, what Remy's talking about is in Sonic 1, which I don't know how you remember all this, but you're right, in Sonic 1...
Dr. Eggman got sent to the Mushroom Realm after Sonic pushes... his vehicle back into the ring after Donor Lord Frozen.
Yes, but remember that's where... So in Sonic 1, remember Sonic is talking about, oh, there's a planet filled with just mushrooms. Yuck, who would want to go there? And that's where they wind up sending Dr. Eggman at the end of Sonic 1. And then to start Sonic 2, that's where Dr. Eggman is. And then one of you brought up that reminds you guys of a certain...
Super Smash...
The one level. With the slug, right?
Uh-huh.
There's the slug, and there's a pinwheel.
And they rebuild the thing after there's this big dinosaur that comes around.
Okay, all right, so there's two Smash Brothers levels you guys are talking about. You guys might be talking about the same one. I was talking about a different one. So you're talking about this one's sort of flat, and it's brick. And the horse guy comes through, and if you don't dodge him, he'll hit you.
And also, there's this mini thing that you stand on, and it brings you down. Kind of like an elevator, but you can't go back up.
All right, so the board I thought you guys were talking about, it's almost on a hill, and sometimes, like, water comes down, and you can't go up it, and the giant slug comes out.
That's what I was talking about.
Oh, that's the same one, just different parts
just different
of
times
it.
In the same level? Okay.
And remember that Eggman was kind of like oh hello oh my
he
little
made kind
friend.
Of like a trick shot to try to get him what he needs.
Yeah, he made like all these contraptions, sort of like Home Alone style. He made a bunch of stuff, so even when the bad guys came, he was able to beat all of them except for Knuckles.
He wasn't prepared for Knuckles. He was kind of like Sonic, but stronger.
He wasn't as fast as Sonic, but he was much stronger, we would agree, right?
But at the end, he starts going a little bit as fast as Sonic. At the end, they take part ways. He's running mad fast at Sonic. But Sonic is kind of just like jogging. But even to keep up with Sonic when he's jogging, you're still really fast.
Now, Knuckles is... For me, Knuckles stole the show, but I enjoyed Tails, and there's the wedding plot twist was so cool to me.
And I love how Sonic is kind of like a mentor to Tails. That just makes the movie 10 times better. And it kind of shows how Sonic is growing up and learning how to be a hero. Because at the start, he's trying to help the cop, but he is making it all worse. He floods the city. And then Donut Lord is kind of like a dad to him now. And at the end of the movie, he says, "Let's go, Dad."
So,
and that's a big part of it.
That's a really good point. This movie is definitely about Sonic growing up. The start of the movie reminds me of The Incredibles. Remember when they're trying to save the day, but they just keep on breaking stuff? Like, they stop the bad guys, but they cause a whole bunch of damage. That's sort of how Sonic was at the beginning.
Like the Incredibles. Elbows kind of ruin the jobs and stuff and other stuff.
Yeah, so that's what Donut Lord is saying to Sonic on the boat in the beginning. It's very much like how the Incredibles lost their job because they were trying to help people, but they were destroying so much stuff.
Yes.
That's what Donut Lord is saying to Sonic on the boat. He's like, "Hey, I understand you're trying to help, but you did more damage than you did helpfulness."
And the other part, it wasn't kind of like they show Knuckles, but it was kind of like they show Knuckles.
So Knuckles was different than he is on the TV show?
Yeah.
So why is he different?
Knuckles is much more smarter.
On the show?
Yeah.
And because he's a little fonder on a show, but now he's a more fonder.
So he's a lot stronger during the movie?
Mm-hmm. It's the opposite. On the show, he's not that strong. He uses more of his brain power than strength on the show.
Okay. So let's talk about Knuckles.
In the movie, he's a lot more stronger, but it takes away his brain power. He works more on his muscles than his brain.
Now, do you think he works... How do I word this for a child? Okay, how about this? Are we sure that he's dumb? Or is it just that he's not from Earth, so our customs don't make sense to... Like, he's from...
He's from a different planet, so what we have is a lot for him, so he's just confused.
Yeah, so he's not really dumb, right? It's just a lot for him to learn.
He's not dumb, but on his planet, he'd probably be a lot smarter, but on our planet, with so much knowledge and schools, he doesn't have that on his planet. And we have all this technology, cars, computers.
So it's just things he's not used to, right?
And so he's not dumb.
It's not that we're more smart. It's that he comes from a different background. So, because if we went to his planet, things are so different that maybe they would look at us as dumb. But we're not dumb. We just don't know the things on their planet. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It's kind of like coming to a different country after you've been at one place for your whole life.
Bravo. I was hoping you would get there. Yes. That's called culture and custom. So their culture has different things in it that we don't see as commonplace. But for them, they're everyday things. And that's what Knuckles was doing. Jump in, Remy. Go ahead. Are you okay? What's wrong? Okay, can you tell me about what color was the Chaos Emerald? Rem?
It says we become the new protectors and all three of them have to stick together. Is that the part
you're talking about?
No, I'm talking about
when there's the big fire circle?
No, like when they're playing baseball.
Oh, so at the very end, it's Knuckles, Tails, and Sonic playing baseball, and Donut Lord and Pretzel Lady. Oh my God, Pretzel Lady is hilarious. Pretzel Lady is so funny.
I think your sister is funny.
At
the wedding scene, she was hilarious. She took one of the drinks, started drinking it, threw that out, and started eating something.
Okay, so, man, the laugh I'm getting right now. So after the first Sonic movie, you two jerks called me Donut Lord for at least a week straight. Like, I wasn't dead, I was just strictly Donut Lord for a week straight. It's okay to laugh, it's funny. So, Knuckles starts out as the bad guy with Dr. Eggman, right?
But he doesn't really know
you guys that he's bad. The mic is... My voice will carry. You don't have to move the mic
for me. He doesn't really know that he's bad.
Yeah, because he's not bad. He thinks he's honoring his family. Culture. Yeah, his family, right? Like,
and his ancestors. They've been working so hard, and he's just trying to make them proud.
So, how does...
It's because... A day you.
It's kind of like Aang. He's trying to make his ancestors proud by reincarnating their future, bringing them back to life.
All right. So remember, we do the pod so we can learn about this kind of stuff. So nobody's in trouble. We're just learning together. So when I talk, it's quiet. When you go, it's quiet. So when he goes, we're gonna let him go.
Okay.
And then you jump in. I know sometimes it's hard to remember your point. But that's why we do this. This is how we learn on the fly. Okay. Go ahead, baby.
It's because they were working so hard. I don't know why Eggman deflated them, but I knew it was some reason so he can get fonder. And when Sonic tried to tell them, they became plunged, and that's why.
Okay,
because
so,
Eggman deflated them.
All right, did you see Mitra almost just cut him off? So that's what we all work on.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just going to try and explain what you said for the audience, okay, Rem?
Mm-hmm.
So, Eggman betrays Knuckles, correct? Mm-hmm. And what? So, Eggman betrays Knuckles and he grabs the Chaos Crystal. So, how do Sonic and Knuckles become friends? Tell me.
Because Eggman deflated him, so he got feeling mad, but he didn't know. So, he tried to pick up a rock, and then Sonic said, "Look for yourself." So, Eggman deflated them, and then they got really mad together, so they became friends.
Perfect. Can you tell me what? So that's perfect breakdown of the scene. What happens next?
After that, Knuckles drops the rock, and Dr. Eggman makes the whole place flood, and a pillar drops down and fell on Knuckles. And then Sonic is trying to escape. He sees that Knuckles is stuck underwater. He's passing out. And then he says, not water again, because Sonic can't swim. He dives down there and then gives enough room for him to come back to life. And then Knuckles helps him push it back up so they can survive.
Wait, what does Knuckles is stuck under the pillar. So Sonic and Knuckles work together to push the pillar up, right?
And then Sonic can get back up because he doesn't know how to swim, like I said earlier. So Knuckles swims back down and grabs him and pulls him up. Then they wash up on the sea and Sonic starts throwing sand at him.
And what happens? Sonic is throwing sandballs at Knuckles, right?
Uh-huh.
And what happens when Knuckles throws one back?
He has his giant one because his hands are giant.
Knuckles' hands are just so big that, like, Sonic is, like, throwing... It's like Sonic is throwing snowballs, essentially, and Knuckles basically threw a whole snowman made out of sand.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because his hands are big, and then so he tried to grab a little one, but his hand was too big, so he grabbed a ginormous one on accident.
No, he didn't realize it was big because his hands were... Because he was trying to make it the size of his hands, so he made it bigger.
Yeah, no, his hands are just so big that...
He didn't realize that it was so big.
Well, it's like me and you guys. If you throw a snowball or a sandball, it's going to be the size of your hand. Well, my hands are significantly bigger than yours, so mine is going to be bigger.
Mm-hmm.
But Knuckles' hands are gargantuan, so it's like... Jesus Christ, you threw the whole beach at me. I threw one sandball and you threw the whole beach. What do you guys know about Shadow?
I know.
Go ahead.
So, Oh, you know, so you remember Knuckles versus Shadow?
Mm-hmm.
So they fight, right? They got a element speed that Knuckles had won, and so did he. But
I don't.
Go ahead. Are you good?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead, Marky. That was very good, guys.
Okay.
Team two.
So, I know that there is multiple Sonics, Tails, and all that. And all the Sonics are, you know, the big gem?
Mm-hmm.
That's each kind of Sonic. Shadow is another type of Sonic, and so is Knuckles. They just have different...
They're
stuff
from,
about them.
Yeah, they have
they're
different,
from different
traits.
Places.
Mm-hmm.
And each one has a gem. Because I saw there's a black gem, there's a white one, and there's a white Sonic, there's a blue Sonic, there's a blue gem, there's a red gem. And I think in the next few
movies...
Yeah, and in the next few movies, I think that they're each going to take their gem.
So
go off.
We're all expecting a Sonic 3, right?
Yeah.
Remy?
Yes.
And there's going to be like a shadow gem. At first he's going to be on the bad side, then he's going to turn good just like Knuckles, I think.
And what do we what's our word for people that start off as bad guys and then become reluctant heroes?
I know. Anti.
Anti what?
Heroes.
Anti-heroes. And that is something we tend to like to talk about on these pods, right?
Yeah. We did it on the last Batman one.
And we talk about Venom as a good example.
Yeah.
All right.
And that.
And also the other Robin, I can't remember his name.
Red Hood.
Yeah.
Jason Todd. Go ahead, baby.
And remember that time when we, like, saw Knuckles in a movie, Shadow,
mm-hmm.
Blue Sonic? I think it's going to be tied up. Like, they each take the different one. So, Shadow takes a blue one, he becomes that one.
No, Shadow is going to take the black one because most of him is black. And then Sonic's going to take the blue one. Knuckles is going to take the red one.
Does that make sense?
No, what if it tied up? Like, he's probably going to take a blue one. He's gonna
what if they switch up?
Yeah. So they beat
so they can learn how to be good at each one. Like
yeah.
Learn the secrets to each.
Yeah.
Sonic's gonna learn the secret of how Knuckles has a bunch of power.
Yeah.
Shadow is gonna learn speed.
So my understanding of Shadow, and this could be wrong, is the reason that he is called Shadow is he's made to be a mirror of Sonic. So if Sonic is everything that's good,
like the evil version of Sonic.
Yes. Perfect.
This like so you know how like eight in that other movie about Sonic eight lifetime gems?
Mm-hmm.
So what if they make a like kind of same one, but this one's different. They kind of make like each one they take power of the other one. So, like, Sonic, it's what Knuckles, like Marcus said, and if there was a tailed one, it was one Shadow, it's a tailed one, and you know that white one?
What about the white one?
They would take that one to be the to one of a power about a white Sonic, that one, a gold Sonic.
Oh,
what do we do on it?
You brought us to a good place.
Oh, you think they're all going to combine their powers to become one?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Can Marcus take us through Supersonic? Take us through the Supersonic scene because you were so excited about it and you called it.
All right. So, there's a big fire around the circle where the big Eggman. I didn't think we mentioned this. It's a big robot.
It's a giant Eggman.
Yeah. And the stone, he froze, it comes out when he gets punched really bad by Knuckles. His whole entire robot falls down. He gets it back in attack. The,
Chaos Emerald.
The Chaos Emerald is right next to Sonic, a little bit far away. He gets to it. It's not working because it's kind of broken. And then... after that, Donut Lord and the Pretzel Lady all get together because they stole a car,
mm-hmm.
borrowed it from someone, and then
Eggman
picked up Sonic, and then they drove off with the Chaos Emerald. Then he destroys the car and his big robot, and the whole entire Chaos Emerald breaks apart into the mini pieces. Like I was talking about earlier, the blue ones, the red ones, the white one.
So the Chaos and then Emerald.
And then he puts them all together, back together, into him to turn into Super Sonic, and then pushes up.
And well, wait, what does Super Sonic look like?
Golden.
He's gold, and what can Super Sonic do that regular Sonic can't do?
He's a lot stronger.
What else does he do?
I know.
What?
Fly.
He can turn into like different new ones. He can turn into a one I was talking about.
Can I say he can fly?
He can fly, and he's way stronger, right?
Mm-hmm.
And at the end, Knuckles is like, because Donut Lord and Pretzel Lady want to hug him.
He says, you can't touch him while he's in that mode. That's not your Sonic anymore. And then he summons a chili dog, eats it, and then he says, it might be the same Sonic. And then he says, you should really try those, and spawns them into Knuckles' eyes.
Yeah, Knuckles getting hit in the face with two glizzies is crazy.
And then the bun falls on his forehead.
And then he, like, definitely is Sonic.
Chili's all in his hair.
So, that was... I really thoroughly enjoyed that. The baseball scene at the end is super duper cute where they're trying to teach Knuckles about baseball and ice cream.
Taps it with his fist.
Mm-hmm.
And Tail says, no way, that's not fair.
Oh, poor Tails.
Yeah. But he was acting like... So, you know how he doesn't know about other stuff? Mm-hmm. Maybe he didn't know what a ball was, so... Oh, he thought it was Eggman's robot bomb. So, he hit it. Hit it because he thought it was a bomb, probably.
Alright, so here are... We're going to wrap this up. I'm just going to give some quick thoughts real quick. Do you guys have anything else you want to throw in?
Me.
Go ahead, and then we'll let Marky go, and then Daddy will close us out.
So, a gold Sonic. You know what I'm talking about? A white emerald? Maybe Sonic would take that one instead of that power, and Shadow would take that one, and a last blue one will be other one.
Alright, go ahead, Marcus.
Okay, so, as we were talking about earlier, Knuckles isn't dumb. It's just new to him. So, I'm gonna drop something from Avatar. You know the Aunt Wu episode?
Explain it, because even if I do know it, our listeners might know
okay.
it. So, it might not,
It's a fortune teller who tells everybody... what their future is gonna be.
Mm-hmm.
And Sokka doesn't believe it, and everything's changing. And then she comes out with a book of clouds that tells them if the volcano they live right next to is going to erupt.
Mm-hmm.
And then she says it isn't. And then Aang goes up to the volcano to find a flower to give to Katara. And then he looks at the volcano and is bubbling, about to erupt. So they have to get on Appa and change the cloud to the one that shows the thing's going to erupt.
Okay.
And then Sokka shows Aunt Wu, and Aang goes to get the book.
You're gonna mess up the pot.
So he can get it back and prove to them that it's going to blow up. It's going to erupt. And hit the person who has a crush on him says, "I know you're looking for this. Here you go." And she says, "I know that you don't like me like that. The person who you do like is very beautiful." And then Aunt Wu says that the villa is going to erupt, and they show Aunt Wu, and she says the villa is going to erupt. Sorry, I just said that again. And then the Avatar and the gang started to
stop the lava. You're good. Tie it back to Sonic. You're okay.
And everything's new to them because their teller was wrong. The fortune teller was wrong.
Okay, that makes sense.
So it was a big change to them to figure out, oh, she's not right.
So, and that's sort of what Knuckles is living in. He's living in a new place, a new environment.
And everything's new to him, and they're trying to teach him.
Okay. So, those are, for the most part, our Sonic thoughts. I really enjoyed this movie. You guys got to let us know what you think we should see next. Buzz Lightyear.
The funniest part at the end was when, not at the end, at like the middle of the movie, the wedding scene, she was crazy. She took stuff from Tails' backpack. He had a bunch of gadgets. And the wedding scene, it was like a bunch of agents and stuff trying to capture Sonic and Tails.
Mm-hmm.
Who were running away from Eggman, and they tell the commissioner that's what they were doing. And everybody at the wedding took out some, like, taser guns and started pointing it at Sonic and them. Tails was already knocked out. And they all got hurt when the wife of the newly married person came in.
Pretzel Lady's sister.
Yeah. And tried to kill her kind of fiance.
It turns out that he was a secret agent, but he also did love her, I think. Right?
Yeah, and then at the end of the scene, he says, "I broke the number one agent rule."
And what was that rule?
Not to fall in love on a mission.
Yep. All right. So, Buzz Lightyear is high on our list of things we want to see.
Yes. And also Uncharted.
Uncharted. I want to see Fantastic Beasts, The Lies of Dumbledore. I don't know if...
I thought you were going to say that gun thing.
Oh, I do want to see Top Gun. But first, I think I'll make you guys watch the original Top Gun with me.
Okay.
And then we'll see if you guys like that.
And then after that, can we see the new Top Gun?
So we can compare and contrast.
Yeah.
All right.
Compare and see what's different and see what's the same.
All right, you guys want to hit a yo before we go?
Yo!
This has been the... Can I go?
Yeah.
This has been the Shaw's Law Podcast. Special shout out to the guys, Marky and Remy, for pulling up and talking Sonic with me. This has been a Shaw's Law Podcast movie review.
Go ahead. So, Dad, did you pick a nickname? A name?
No nickname. We're still waiting on you guys to submit us one that is fire.
Everybody still likes the guys.
The guys is still a favorite. This has been the Shaw's Law Podcast. And like that, we out.